Our son Sam is going to be graduating high school in a little under 2 weeks. We're super excited about that. And we're excited about him going on to college and majoring in graphic design and marketing. Love that. But it wasn't always easy for Sam. It's a lot easier now. There was something that happened very early in life that allowed him to understand the way that he learns, and it allowed him to really start excelling in school. And I think this is an important message because we often compare ourselves to everybody else, or when we buy a product, we think that it's going to work just the same for us as it does for the product creator. But instead, when we learn how we learn, then we're able to accelerate our success. Well, in elementary school, Sam really wasn't doing exceptionally well. He was a decent student. He was very average. And we were a little bit concerned about his ability to absorb ideas and to be able to go back and really utilize those the way that we really thought that he could. Well, because he grew up in the computer generation, you know, I noticed very early on that he was doing a lot of graphics and he was doing a lot of websites. In fact, even before middle school, he had a website up and he had stuff that he was working on, and people were actually starting to ask him about some of the things that he was doing. And so he'd come to me and he'd say, "Dad, I want to learn how to use Joomla." And at that time, it was super popular before WordPress really took over the entire market. And he said, "Dad, do you know how to use it?" I said, "Sure, I do." And he said, "Well, show me how." I said, "Well, why don't you experiment with it a little bit? And then I'll give you some tips along the way. I don't want to just step by step you. I want you to be able to experiment a little bit and to discover how it's going to work best for you." So we did that, and I helped him along the way, and everything began to accelerate. And we realized that what he was doing online, what he was doing with the web, and what he was doing graphic design was very intuitive for him, very natural for him. And here's really the first lesson. We all have ways that we learn that are very natural for us, very intuitive. The challenge is when we're being forced to learn like everybody else on the planet, which Sam was, obviously. You know, we go to school, and for the most part, we all sit in a very similar desk, and we listen to the same teacher present in that teacher's style, and certain students that are aligned with that teacher and wired that way tend to learn very well and tend to do very well on tests. But students that don't tend to learn like that don't tend to do well. Now, I'm not about to jump into the education argument and say that we have got to help each student learn to the best of their ability and therefore present lessons that match that student's personality. I'm not even saying that that's true, because what I'm about to tell you and to show you is that it doesn't necessarily have to be that way, that a student can take the way that they learn and then they can go into the classroom and apply those lessons. And so that's really the big key, is learning how we learn. So Sam found that he was very intuitive with things online and with graphic design, etc. I said, "Sam, when you go to school, why don't you begin to translate the lessons you're learning into your language, into your learning style? So as the teacher is teaching, why don't you imagine taking those notes or those lessons and turning them into a website? Why don't you imagine turning those concepts and those ideas into graphics?" And sure enough, when he began to apply his learning style in the classroom, he's never had another problem since. And now he's not, you know, doing it consciously at all. It's just that he's learned how he's learned. He's able to make that transition very naturally. We're all like that. We all learn in a certain way. And so when we come online, we begin our education, if everything doesn't click, we get frustrated and we feel like, "Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. This isn't even worth my time. I don't even understand these concepts." But if we'd get in there and we'd practice some and we would experiment some, that's why I'm always recommending using a disposable website or setting up a WordPress account that doesn't matter at all. You're never going to make any money from it. It's just for you to experiment, because you then begin to discover how you learn. And once you discover that, then anything that you buy and anything that you get training in makes so much more sense. Just because the teacher says this is the way it is doesn't mean that you have to learn in that precise way, but instead you learn to learn like you. Sam did it. He's doing great. He's going to college. We're excited. You need to do it as well and not simply accept the status quo of what someone says, but instead learn how you learn. Bring your best to the table and go out and apply that in every facet of your business. Align your wiring with your business and create something unique and valuable. So I'm so excited about Nicheology, as we don't tell you, all right, this is it and nothing else exists. Well, we train you across the gamut. Nicheology is really a university that you get to come in and learn so many different areas of business. Every one of our members has been taking the time to do the training and to apply what we're teaching. They've ended up with a master's degree, some a doctorate degree in online business, and they're so far ahead of everybody else online that's simply attempting to make a buck because they're doing it based on education and they're not doing it based on a trick or a tactic. As always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.